saying by most venerable Kuang Qing Lao He Sang, Guo Qi Xing Bu Ke De, the mind of the past cannot be grasped onto because it's already gone, not a reality. Wei Lai Xing Bu Ke De, the mind of the future also cannot be grasped because it has yet to come, so also not a reality. Xian Zai Xing means the present moment mind. The mind of the moment is the only reality and the highest in life. But to transcend life, we have to transcend even the moment, which is still within the field of thought. Hence the reason why the mind of the present moment also cannot be grasped into, because it is so transient and unstable. Split second, it is dead and gone. Understand? Because the moment is so unstable. You talk about it, next moment gone. And that is the highest in life, though. The only reality, you know, within existence. Do you understand? No? You know what is existence? No? To exist is to have life, isn't it? So existence equals to go through life is to go through existence, isn't it? So existence is life is existence. Existence is time related, isn't it? So all this can be easily understood, Sana. So to live life is to go through existence. Existence is time related. The whole of time, spectrum of time is what? Past,
present
and future. Understand? Past, present and future. Of these three, which is a reality? Past already gone, not already. Future yet to come. So the only reality is present moment. Understand? Only reality. So if this is the only reality and this one is so transient, you know it's transient or not? Split second is dead and gone. Split second is dead and gone. So how real can life be? Understand? But this is within the field of thought knows. Present moment, highest zone. That's why they talk about power of now, Eckhart. Highest zone. When you are aware, this is the one now. But the moment you are aware, what happened? Next moment, split second is gone now. That phenomenal move, understand now? It changed. So every perception is different. Every awareness is different. So every movement is different. Everything is in a state of flux within the moment. So transient. So this one is the one that explains clearly that the only reality which is the present moment is also not to be clung onto. It's not a reality. Split second, the angle, split second. And this is the only reality. And you think, you still think life is so real. Understand? The only reality, you know, present moment. Split second, the angle. How real can life be? See this, awaken to this. Then from here to here, you must see clearly how the mundane mind, actually through your consciousness, like the Buddha said, the greatest magician, perceive the phenomenal world of consciousness. How do you know things? Through your perception, your mental image. All these are image created by your mundane mind. See how you create magic. It's like the cinema theater, shine light like real already. The screen, you know, is empty, understand? But wow, got sound, got sight, got picture, everything like so real, understand? Actually, you are living in the world, same as you see cinema show in a similar way, understand? Everything that you see through your consciousness, all of your seeing going like say, open your eye, exists already, real already, understand? And because you got feeling, you got perception, you can be emotional, you can touch solid. How can you say this is not real? That's why the aggregate is created through the law of karma, your coming nature, to delude you and cause you to suffer through karma. You cannot run. Sakayadity, egoic mind. It's actually to trap you. That's why you have to go back to this one before you come to this. Once you become this, you are the knower, traveler in space and time, understand? This is the ego, understand? This is the one trap. When you are here, it's not a being, there's nothing, just that nature. But you forgot that that you are here. Can understand? So when you see all this clearly, this one you can understand. The key period of time. That's why Guang Qing Lao Sang very wise. In the 80s, I got his tape. I listen and listen and listen again. How many times you ask my wife? Until I can remember what he said. Means these three periods of time are still time related. So your purpose is to realize the Dhamma that is beyond time, beyond thought. Liao sheng shi. To realize the enlightenment which is beyond thought, beyond time, means to realize an enlightenment that is that has the wisdom to enable you not to come back to samsara, understand? Means no more existence. So to go beyond this, you have to actually go beyond the present moment. That's the reason why the awareness nature is beyond thought, beyond mind, understand? The Dhamma can only be realized here. Like the salutation to a Dhamma. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo. Well expounded is the Dhamma by the Buddha. And what is this Dhamma? The characteristic. The Buddha says sanditiko. This Dhamma is sanditiko, can be realized in the here and the now. Then this Dhamma is akaliko, timeless, beyond thought, beyond time. All these are the characteristics of the Dhamma. No? And if you cannot find all these, means that is not the teaching of the Buddha, understand or not? If you thought based, can it be awakening in the here and the now? Cannot. Then thought based, is it beyond thought, beyond mind? No. Then can you investigate into what knowledge that you have and it stand up to investigation? You can't. Your life is living, dynamic, in a state of flux. So all this understanding can only come from the awareness nature, not through knowledge. That's why scientists, scientific law, they're very good. But law of karma, law of mind, law of truth, they cannot handle. They cannot handle. Especially karma and life, and the mind. So because of that, the whole spectrum of life, you can define clearly, time-related, past, present, future. Then we can prove. Past, already gone, not a reality. Future yet to come. The only reality is present moment. But it's so transient. So how real can life be? And to transcend life, to realize enlightenment, you have to transcend these three. That's why 过去心不可得, 未来心不可得, 现在心也不可得. Understand? So to transcend the present moment means what? The pure awareness also cease. Understand? You understand? Well, when you are aware of the present moment, this is the highest. But this one must cease. That's why enlightenment, Nibbana, is the cessation of this form and mind. Understand? Even the pure awareness also gone. Then you go and have a glimpse of what that thing is. But if you are Bodhisattva, you can know this source very clearly. You can develop the cultivation until the oneness nature, until that whole thing. Like the scientist knows, the singularity. From there, it creates. That's why once you go back to the singularity, the scientists believe they can actually understand the whole universe creation. So to go back to the singularity is to go back to the source, understand? Where everything begins. Okay, the scientists also know that's stupid. But that one is scientific law, understand? Gravity, electromagnetic wave, all those things, they're very good. But consciousness, awareness, they don't understand. But they themselves don't have this ability to be aware. That's why scientists cannot probe beyond what they don't have. Maybe more enlightened beings become scientists. Then different. Then the scientific theory can include the supramundane one. Can include all the spiritual aspect of it. Okay? Okay. Then the last part is, before I pass back to PG, moment to moment life passes by. What are you doing? Are you truly living life? Or are you too busy thinking, planning, and worrying about life? So much so you totally miss out on life. That is, you never get to truly live life. To be with the moment in silent awareness within, to feel and to experience the reality of the moment, including all of its pristine wonders and beauty of life. It's to truly live life. Means to be fully present, like I told Sui An when we were in Xinjiang. Fully present, your nature is there. That whole of that oneness, that beauty, the pristine nature, the whatever within nature there. Your awareness and the whole thing as one. And through your perception, your senses, where you have the direct see, that is what life is, understand not? Not go there excited, look here, look there, take photo everywhere. Then come back, oh, I've been to Xinjiang, I've been here, I've been there. What you have is photograph. Of course, you say with your face there. So, cannot deny that you are there. But are you really there? Understand? When you are there in the bus, so excited, wow, so beautiful, everybody take out camera. First thing is camera eat first. Food come out also same. Understand? Then with the excitement, your thought already project, wow, I must go down quickly, I must see, I must. So you run here, run there, run everywhere, but you're never silent. Do you understand? You're never silent to be really there, to really feel the pristine beauty and wonder of that nature within that area, the perception. Everything is so beautiful, so pristine, that you can silent and be with the oneness. The great lake, the nature, everything. And that is life. That's why they say zazen. Drinking a cup of Chinese tea is zazen meditation. Why? Well, at that moment, they are fully aware. Understand not? They are not thinking. When you are thinking, you think you really drink or not? You never drink. The taste consciousness actually makes you excited. Understand? But when you really drink, that awareness is aware of the whole movement and the whole thing that you call taste is completely different. The thing that go through everything is the awareness. Ability to be with the moment. Without thought, what happens? No fear, no worry, no emotion, nothing. You are actually fully aware in the moment to experience the reality, the beauty of everything you do, understand? That is life, understand? The other one is the thought actively run here, run there, excited here and there, understand? Then, not turn out what you have been told or expected, disappointment, eh? Like Suvi right up there, disappointment. Ayo, I pay so much, come snow. Weather like that, huh? Then, frozen lake. Snow cap, no snow. Complain. Why organizers so stupid? Why the China side never alert us that like that? How can you do that? Like before we fly to Xinjiang, they told us 1 week before you come, snow. Then when we reach there, 11 days, sunny, cloudy, beautiful weather, drizzle here and there. Then everything so pristine, so beautiful. Then the moment we fly out, the photo came again. Snow. The place that we had gone to, like Sui last time, the base camp there, earthquake. He said, I was there. Sui An also can see, yeah, we were there. The a lot of bus got trapped. The whole area snow. Until the bus all cannot move. So, this is what life and nature is. This is what existence is. This is what life is. You are able to live is different from the thought trying to be excited all over. Understand? Well, this thought is so conditioned. If things go your way, oh, excited, happy, joy. When things don't go your way, you cannot get what you want. How? Disappointment, frustration, understand? Complaint. Then, like I say, rain also complain, no rain also complain. Everything that don't agree with what you expect means when you cannot get what you want, the seventh reality. Suffering will be the result. When things don't go your way, expectations in life are not met. So this is not the understanding, the noble truth. Why can't you awaken to it? And don't allow this, like Sui say, make additional vow not to arise this type of funny thought. Wrong thought. So cultivation is really something that you have to understand. Then only you can do. Then only you can have the understanding to really make the teaching, the Dhamma, a living reality. Understand? That's why when I travel, I was fully there. The beauty, the joy, everything. Of course, you want to be excited, you can. But inside cannot already. Of course, people say beautiful, yeah, beautiful. Then the photo they show, yeah, this one is what? The full HD. And I was like, then he said, yes, I WhatsApp already, not full HD, not so clear, not so nice. I mean, this is the mundane world, existence. They will have all this duality, they will talk about it. That is the only reality to them. Then they compare. What is comparison? When you compare, there is confusion. Who compare? The thought compare.
Again, something to add about comparison. So the example about a holiday, I think it's a very good example, but it can be related to every moment wherever we go. So for example, when I went on a holiday previously, when I went to climb Mount Kekela, so I had a lot of pictures, what the summit looked like. I'm supposed to be there. Then I had the expectation when I was going along the way. Actually, my memory of the whole climb is very spotted. I only remember, if I look back now, it was the parts that was difficult, and then where I was out of breath, then I couldn't shower properly. It's cold water in cold weather, ice cold water in cold weather. And then waking up 2-3 a.m. to continue the climb so that we could see sunrise. And then when we were going there, what I saw was, is this the one or is that the one? Which one? Hey, look at ₱1 note. Hey, we're supposed to see this. Then, that was my trip, Now when I look back, actually, I was having my whole experience through my thoughts. Yeah. I was in here. I wasn't seeing it with awareness, feeling the air. And then appreciating the people that was on the same batch with me. Because these people, I don't know, but we had affinity. We climbed it together, went through thick and thin together. I don't even remember their faces or what they sound like. I wasn't really there. I was in my thoughts the whole time. So when I look back at that memory, all I know was from my personal point of view of the whole trip. I have nothing impersonal. I have no memory of the beauty of the people or the place.
You are not really there.
The air. That's just one sharing.
Sadhu, very good. So you know what Jai Krishnamurti say? Whenever you compare, it means what? You make choices. You want things your way. That's why he say, wherever there is choice, there is confusion. Why you need to choose? This is the reality. That's all. Choose for what? So in life, when you understand, no need to choose. Why? Trust your own karma, trust your nature. You have done the right thing, cultivate, you have the Dhamma. Things will go your way. No need to worry here, worry there. No need to make choice. That's why every time I go spiritual 301, they may have the itinerary, the program already fixed. But I will not be very, very rigid. I will never say, hey, we pay a deal, this one we must go. No such thing. When conditions cease to be, I just make another decision and we just cancel. Then we tell the Taoyu, don't worry, I signed the form for you. Then they are very happy. Then whatever money, no need to refund. You give us slightly better food when we need to add some dishes or what. So they're very happy. So all these are the understanding that you can have. Because when you make choice, when things don't go your way, when you compare, you forever miserable. Yes, you actually very comfortable, very rich. Like last time I used to tell my father-in-law, what is there to grumble? And my mother-in-law, you got all your children, almost All of them went to university. Understand? Not? Only my wife, because she already over that stage when they strike social welfare first prize. Got such thing, no? Social welfare first prize before I get married. I know how nothing that they strike first prize, then they bought a house. That's why I have a house. A lot of things, like fantasy, actually it's not fantasy. It's your permit become. Then what happened is I said, you got that money, you bought a house, you have house, then in the hometown you got land, you got children all grown up. You should be happy. The life already so beautiful. But still cling on to the phenomenal world, no? The personal problem, children's problem, husband's problem, all the problem. I see you don't know how to enjoy life. So contentment is very important. So you keep on comparing how? After you make your financial freedom or let's say the status, you financially very good. I still not as rich as Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, they got this private plane, I still cannot afford. Forever you work for money. Then, because you compare, my neighbor's children score straight A, went into the prestigious university, my children, I encourage them, motivate them, give all the opportunity, also they cannot. You do like that, who suffer? Who miserable? You miserable. That's why you lack contentment, you compare. Then you get a lot of disappointment, understand not? All the wrong thought. Be contented lah. You already financially successful, can retire already. You still compare, cannot lah. I still don't have the bungalow, I still don't have the private place, I still not MD yet. Your life, you decide, your choice. But when you do this, when you don't understand, you compare, you make choice, you suffer, I tell you. The noble truth very clear. When things don't go your way, when you cannot get what you want, what happens? Dukkha is the outcome. So all this stabilize the understanding that remember, don't compare. Don't have to make choice, understand? Meant to be, condition will arise. If it's not meant to be, also condition will arise, then you will know how to cancel it. Because your nature is the one that protects you, understand? Like the Buddha said, only virtue protects you, understand? If you cultivate Dhamma, you got virtue or not? The one to take care of virtue, believe feng shui. Get into trouble, understand? And the feng shui also you don't understand, you interpret here and there. Then something go wrong, blame the feng shui master. But you paid already, you know, understand? And every time the feng shui master come to make money, how? Must give you new advice, right? Renovate here, renovate there, change here, yeah. Then next year renovate again because the star different already. The planet different already. The whatever he has tell you all the story of the feng shui. And you gotta believe. You know why? Your negative karma hit you, you cannot kowkow, you want some solution. That one you ask Jared. Jared last time also will go through. You do a lot of those things, but doesn't work after that. So have faith in the Dhamma. Because that is virtue. When you cultivate Dhamma, you develop wisdom, you have genuine virtue. Understand? Your kindness, your contentment, your generosity, your humility, all these are your inheritance, your virtue. So noble eightfold path is what? Law of karma, you reap what you sow. Do good becomes good, do evil becomes evil. That's why when people ask the Buddha, what is the highest protection? He said your virtue. He never say your bodyguard, your security camera, everything. Very consistent. He said take care of virtue, take care of karma, finish. Understand? Sa. Okay, sa.